A terrible thing falls in the hands of the living God. the humanity of God in our society anymore? Or if we do emphasize His love and His grace, how can we emphasize His justice and holiness? We have blessed so much, we are ungrateful. And how many of us would renounce His holy name of His life of persecution? Say God knew that persecutes such people, and He knows it is already His. It is said that we will unlearn to be terrified of God, nothing else can scare Him. If you have put through any test, you fear God above all else. How can you not persevere? God doesn't want you to fear Him because He's an egotistic tyrant. He wants you to fear Him because He's a realist. He knows who He is, and He knows who you are. He wants us to live in a world of reality, too. So that rubber phase in life will not overcome us with fear and trembling, because we will know that we have a God who is dear. The church will stand and persevere once it learns to recognize God in His throne and acknowledge Him with a holy care. An example that comes to mind now is one of my all-time heroes, Martin Luther, who was dragged before the general royalty on account of his claim of corruption in the Catholic Church. The Pope and the Emperor were threatening to imprison him and possibly kill him, which would have been a mistake, actually. He knew his chances were grim, and he felt his faith weaken, and he prayed to God that God would give him strength. And when he was asked to recant his statements, he reflected behind the gospel. He replied with these words, "I cannot and will not recant what I have said, for my heart is a captive to the word of God. Here I stand and I can do no other. God help me." Countless people around the world right now are forced to take that stance. Could we do that? That's the reflection we must take. We must put away our lukewarmness, take a stand for Christ versus take a stand for what is right. Could we daily, when we sin, repent and praise God for His magnificent grace? Use the gift God has given you. Read His word. Do service and deeds with the glory and the building of His kingdom. Show goodness and kindness to one another. Persevere in all things. I don't say to criticize, but we need to have this reflection once in a while, myself included. We need to be better equipped to share the gospel, to propagate Christian unity, to teach children to learn and follow the ways of the Lord that may make you persevere. Trust me, Lord God, seek with all your heart, soul, and strength, and you will persevere. God will not let you go. He promises us that no one can pluck us from His hand. In His word, He says, "All that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not cast away any that the Father gives me." God is our perseverance day by day. His grace is ever more manifest. Our Father, our grace, He is good to multiply, and He is patient and kind. For if He were not, we would not be here. Seek the kingdom of God and put your trust in the grace of Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. And when the hour of trouble comes, He will persevere. The Apostle Paul knew this all too well, and he wrote these words shortly before he died that I think we could all pray that one day we could all say. He writes, "For I am already being poured out at the drink offering, and the time for my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have kept the faith. Now there is laid in store for me a crown of righteousness with the Lord, the righteous judge of all, who will award me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for His appearing. Persevere without fear, my friends, the Lord is with us always."
Good morning. I've been doing the bridge here for probably close to a year. I've been in the midst of an awesome ministry that your church provides for everybody, all denominations. Like my comment said, it's ever feeling encompassed and welcome, and it's very free, very basic, getting back to Christ did when He called the church in. But I am 28 years old, and I got saved when I was, I believe, 8. I asked Jesus to come into my heart. And as much as an 8-year-old can understand it, I understood Christ's love. When I was a teenager, probably in middle school, high school, I recommitted my life to the Lord and in the choir with thousands of other kids. Shortly thereafter, I had fell away. And I, within high school, I got into a relationship, and I knew that was my vision for my life even then. And I decided that I was going to take that vision that I was going to get there the way I wanted to get there. I got into a serious relationship and became pregnant when I was 17. Thank you.
Set up, I'd just like to thank